Well, hello guys. Now you see all these videos around or whatever saying how femons have been fooled by the feminists. Well, that's a crock of shit, isn't it? The femons were fooled by themselves. Because when you say feminist, it's like this special person that's completely different. But femons are generally all the same. And femons have always wanted their cake and eat it too. And if you look throughout history, generally, they got it. But those days are gone now. You don't have to go to college and learn or get a degree to be a feminist. You can be a normal femon one day and a feminist the other. They don't have to have pink hair or green hair or a ring in their nose or tats all over them. They just have to be a femon. And I've seen femons act like a feminist when it's advantageous to them and act like a normal femon when it isn't. They can flip-flop all over the place. The trouble is, femons believed their own gobbledygook, didn't they? So when you see a femon saying, oh, I was fooled by the feminists, it's a complete and utter lie. As femons don't like to take responsibility for their own actions, they'll have to blame somebody else. And they can hardly blame the males. So they blame the feminists. But of course, in actual fact, every femon nowadays is really a feminist, an activist. And the thing is that some femons have actually realised it hasn't worked. So they believe if they play the victim, some men will come running to rescue them. But the males are not coming. Because males now have found a better life. A more stable life. A more productive life. That doesn't completely evolve around a femon. Most males have no absolute reason to come back to the plantation. Femons, the cavalry is not coming. You're on your own. And it's about goddamn time. Take it easy, fellas.